Good morning, and welcome to our worship at Water Lane. I'd like to extend a particularly warm welcome to anybody who's visiting or joining us for the first time today. We also remember our friends who are listening via the recording. And not many notices to bring to your attention this morning. There are quite a few things in the notice sheet, but in terms of today, the main thing to point out is the film club that will be screening The Children Act at 7:30 this evening. And there will be, it's Christian Aid Week this week, so there will be a retiring collection at the end of the service in aid of Christian Aid. So just leads me to welcome our own minister, Reverend Katie Thomas, who will lead a service after the introit from the choir. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give thanks that we can come into your presence. We thank you for your steadfast love and grace, always there. Always accepting us, inviting us to follow, inviting us to share in your kingdom ways. Accept our desire to worship you, to learn and grow in your ways as your people in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We sing, God is love, his the care. Sing aloud, loud, loud.
Oh my flowing, sing aloud,
a word that our children and young people are starting in Sunday Kids, if you want to join them there. Let's pray. We bring ourselves into your presence, O God. May we always take time to notice and enjoy the beauty that you have created. Help us to be fully alive to your holy presence. Let our hearts become one with yours. Eternal God, you are the source of all life, the fount of all wisdom, and the wellspring of all grace. We depend on you and remember your goodness to us and to all who have gone before us. Your story has been told in every generation. The Lord Jesus Christ lived among us, full of grace and truth, revealing your tender mercy. He healed the sick, comforted the broken and lost. In humility, he washed the feet of his disciples, calling us to follow his example as one who serves. You are our God, ahead of us, leading us, guiding us and calling us. You are the Lord God, the all-wise, the all-compassionate, and we lift our heart in worship, today and forever. Amen. Gracious God, we also are aware that life is so challenging and sometimes we feel so vulnerable in the face of so many decisions. We ask for your strength and wisdom. And where we feel that we have let ourselves or others down, we ask for your gracious forgiveness. We remember your tender compassion, your steadfast love, and hear the words of our risen Lord, peace be with you. Your sins are forgiven. We give thanks to God for his grace. Amen. Going to hear our lectionary readings now from Acts and from Revelation.
Our reading from the New Testament is Acts chapter 9, verses 36 to 43. Now, in Joppa, there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time, she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then, calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the word. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, at Tanna. Amen.
Our second reading is taken from Revelation chapter 7, starting to read it, verse 16. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the centre of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Amen.
In some ways, that reading from Acts isn't the easiest one. It has some challenges. It probably wouldn't be the first to be in a mission handbook of things for us to go and do. But difficulties aside, what might it still say to us? It's mainly about Peter. It's about Tabitha. And it's about the new church congregation of which she was a part. The lectionary reading last week was about Peter meeting Jesus on the beach. One of my favourite readings. It's just packed with so much sort of detail. But in that, at that place, Peter had gone back to doing fishing. He'd gone back to fishing with the disciples because it was what he knew well. It was a safe thing to do. It was perhaps an easy thing to do. There were things holding him back which he might not even have been aware of. When Jesus meets with him, he enables Peter to be set free from the guilt that he was carrying, perhaps the wounded ego that he was carrying, not having been able to be with Jesus right up until the end. In that reading with Peter on the beach, I think Jesus is saying to Peter, you know, it doesn't matter that you've messed up many times. I love you. I still believe in you. I still invite you to follow me. Do you love me? He asks that three times. Do you love me? That's all you need. Serve, love, and do as I do. I know it will cost you, but it will bring you abundant life. And as you start again, know that there is nothing that will ever separate you from God's love. Jesus was finding a way to set Peter free from what held him back, and then commissioned Peter to go and do as Jesus did. He said, "Do you love me? In which case, feed my sheep. Do you love me? In which case, tend my lambs. Do you love me? If so, go and do as I do. Go and teach and preach and heal and live as I do. I believe in you. I call you. And I know that you can live as I have lived." And so the Peter who had gone back to fishing, gone back to safety, here in Acts is revealed as somebody who has been set free and who is beginning to live as Jesus lived. Someone who was preaching and teaching and healing. He just before this reading healed a paralyzed man. And here we see Peter having the courage and the belief and the faith to raise Tabitha to life again. This is the Peter who has been transformed, knowing that he's fully accepted and loved by God in spite of the times that he messes up, forgiven, set free. Now, whatever is addressed to Peter in the Gospel is addressed to every Christian, The words we hear Jesus speak to Peter are words we should hear him saying to us, challenging us, calling us, seeking to set us free, and calling us to love and to serve. And the great thing in this reading is that we see Tabitha, an ordinary woman, living as Christ in a Christ-like way, loving and serving, having had a life transformed by the gospel and having lived out her faith. Not sure whether she's a widow. Some people describe Tabitha as a widow, some as someone working to support a group of widows. She's described as a disciple, the only woman in the whole of the New Testament described as a disciple. Uses the Greek word in the feminine form of disciple. But I don't think she was the only female disciple in the New Testament. I think, fortunately for us, we hear her story by Luke wanting to tell us about what Peter was doing and his amazing work. Through Peter's story, we get to hear the story of Tabitha, or otherwise known as Dorcas. I think she stands for all of the unsung heroes who just get on with living in a Christ-like way, reaching out to others with love, serving, responding to need with care. And she clearly has a big impact on that church community in which she was living. Other disciples, when she has died, go running in search of Peter, seeking help, whatever support that they could find. The church members are described as the saints. When you hear the word saints in the New Testament, it's not somebody who has died. It was the word used for all people living Christ-like lives, who were all part of the way, that initial church community. And the church community was finding out what the needs were and were beginning to meet them. Widows were the most vulnerable people in that society 2,000 years ago because they had absolutely no rights of their own. Most widows would be taken into a family. They would be taken to live with relatives. But one of the challenges we hear about in the early church earlier in Acts is that where somebody has become a widow who has become a Christian, the rest of their blood family might have utterly shunned and rejected them because of their newfound faith. And therefore widows were brought into Christian families or began to live together in Christian community, supporting one another. Tabitha described as someone who'd made tunics, who made clothes for the widows in that community, or the widows amongst whom she was living. Here we have a glimpse of the early church seeking to be Christ-like in its love and care of one another, and its love and care of the wider community. They discovered their purpose as disciples, as learners of Christ, as followers. And that calling is still ours today, to love and serve and care and minister in different ways. Just within that reading, we hear of Simon a tanner who served by offering hospitality to Peter. We have other disciples who went to try and find Peter, people working together. We're constantly reminded that that is our call, to be disciples and to intentionally seek ways in which we can welcome and witness and care for others in our community. In a moment, we're going to hear about communities seeking to meet needs in Sierra Leone. But first we sing a hymn that's based on the words of, linked to the words in Revelation about the Lord being our shepherd. The Lord's my shepherd, and I will trust in you alone. Today is the beginning of Christian Aid Week, and in the Christian Aid material they use that reading of Tabitha of Dorcas about looking at the women who are supporting their communities with the help and the resource of Christian Aid. We're going to watch a film about it, and the focus this year of Christian Aid is the project in Sierra Leone. It goes in and out of English and local dialect, so there are subtitles. Probably need the lights off for this.
Let me, Mama, go. What? You just leave me at the side.
Yeah, why?
Look, you picking. Now go. I'll be there with me, Papa. Say, from four. Father abandoned me because I was pregnant. What did it happen to me? I know will ever amend it to anybody.
Enyale na tene ba otinyali saulani. Enje nyali lori kenye keke haga. Facility iye nyawo magaga ana onye keke eye wo nya kebo kwa school. So go to Mama Martin give her self our week I Tawai na sagara to yan baga si atayin for na sagi Iguro take yan ba I may ye gear out go go school
Judith sitting here now. I was a farmer. During the war, I began to practice medical. It was really not easy for me. Nobody to support me. But because of my hard working, we sat to the exam and I was successful.
Temnago Kunabwe, Nyabwe 21. I am Matemnama Kunabu. My heart is straining, my heart is down to me every moment. It's a minimal high Indian in a moment, my queen, or my Indian, and where my mother would not have a book. Here, Lord, you do all TB in a summer, Tina, my bloom. You feel the crown your way, Valley, Hanty. You go do it, you not go do it in a 30 year corner, and I'll be a young one at 10 minutes. I got a young man. Mama Dalu e just so femi awa hun le go.
September, I became an in charge in this village. The community, they were not working together. This place was so dirty. When we want to deliver at night, we bring torchlights to do delivery.
We don't know that we only appear now. Martin for where that I'm asking the Magia. Martin Magia, you pay that, but I'm not aware of it. Because now, hospital greeted you. Because suffering a law, he in a law, grandma, Mate, you can tell me. Christian, it, Katoa, come to your Watiama. Tell me not to work at home, meet you with Gamma. You meet in a Pamuko to Mamuri, your mamma. I'm going to my endless time, Billy Rogam Gasamatamo for Missy Bido. Bad I am with her. So you must be meeting now. Say a pillow, we moga mamu ko pike with your hand and meto a mara moga makamu go to makamu lita a gole gana bipara.
Auntie Juan came, she empowered us. Our forefather says, woman does not need education. Woman should be at the backyard. I tell them, I say, no. They want women to come from front. They told us that women should be chief in this village.
You put a banyama upon that power. You stand that way. Fajua be power in a mamma, a wama, crew, a mahe, gama.
We wash our beds, rakes, wheelbarrows. They are teaching us how to do hand washing properly.
A moment to what call over hospital and a man. Get Auntie Juliet, get a leg on a carriage, and move there. I have a couple of papa. Not a movie of the half upon our grandma, half in way up on a monkey. This time, Gilly better to call you, Buya Mogana, and most people to be able to do the move was of a gentleman. Put a boy in my pool near a car. Grandma and Sumana Bangali. Juliet, tabi mi ago du igi ya. Adi la nyama ka lu agbe. Ye go wa sa go go mai mai ago e.
That child was delivered by me. I feel so happy when I see that child growing. I feel so proud. She's very very heartbreaking when somebody deliver and the child die. Since I came here, leave it me. It has not yet happened. With the help of Christian Aid, God is going to take us through. I'm asking everybody listening to my voice, looking me in the video. We need a help in Sierra Leone, especially this part of this country. I need help from you people, especially women. Women are dying of born childbearing. Children are dying, under 5 children are dying because of poverty. So people, anyone hearing my voice, we are suffering. Please help us. Please help us.
I think she says it all, doesn't she? What a powerful voice for us to hear. Our prayers are from Christian Aid and written in part by a local minister working with this project. And the photo on the left is the photo that you will see on the Christian Aid poster in the foyer of a lady called Jebba. Her sister Fatima had to walk a 3-hour distance when she was ready to give birth because there were no ambulance, no medical place, no nurse. And she describes the tragic situation that her sister was starving and actually died on the roadside before giving birth. But she tells the story of the hope that she now has, because she now has access to a nurse provided through Christian Aid, and for the absolute transformation that is possible in villages. 10 women, it says, die from giving birth in Sierra Leone every day, and their prayer focus is on wiping the tears away, using that verse from Revelation about looking for hope, for a new, you know, for transformation to continue to grow throughout the country. And so we pray. Those who sow in tears will reap with shouts of joy. Compassionate and loving God, it is with joy that we give thanks for Nurse Judith, for the difference she has made to her community, delivering babies safely and reassuring worried mums to be. It is with joy that we give thanks for Christian Aid's partner, Rada, making a difference in the lives of thousands of women in Sierra Leone, providing training, healthcare, and helping women to raise their voices. It is with joy that we give thanks for Christian Aid Week and for all who give their time and talent to make it happen, being a witness to the risen hope of Jesus in our communities. It is with joy that we bring to you our offerings, a token of the gratitude we owe to you for the goodness and mercy that is ours. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gifts. And yet, God, our joy is not yet complete, for there is much sadness in the world. We bring to you the concerns of our hearts, close to home and many miles away, things that move many to tears. For the thousands in Sierra Leone who lost loved ones to Ebola, for the orphans without security or love, for the survivors enduring stigma and shame, we pray, loving God, wipe away every tear from their eyes. For the pregnant mothers living in fear of what labor might bring, for the mothers with babies who did not survive or died in infancy, for the fathers and children who have lost a loved one in childbirth, we pray, loving God, wipe away every tear from their eyes. And may their tears of sadness move us to fruitful frustration with the unacceptable systems, the unquestioned rituals, and the unchallenged inequality that keep mothers dying in childbirth at a scandalous level in Sierra Leone. wipe away every tear from their eyes. And for the concerns of our hearts that are closer to home, the health of a loved one, the turbulent politics of our times, and economic uncertainties we fear, for the loneliness and grief known by too many, for the tears of longing shed in darkness. Let us take a moment of silence to bring our concerns to our compassionate and loving God, including our own personal needs at this time. Loving God, wipe away every tear from their eyes. Lord, you know our every need. We ask that you will bring your healing. You will bring freedom and release from fears and anxieties. That you will guide us and grant us wisdom when we're not sure what's round the next corner. Help us to trust in you and find in you our strength. Accept all of our prayers. We pray in Jesus' name and share in the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass. But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The remarkable thing is that in communities of faith, even when there is so much challenge and so much poverty and so much pain, that people keep on praising. We're going to, in a moment, listen to that song, 10,000 Reasons to give Thanks to God. Today we're going to share a little bit about, you know, the life of the church within the service before our communion. So we'll remain seated as the music plays. You might just want to focus on that, on the hymn, and sing along. You might want to have a quick look through the general church meeting notes if you haven't done, and then we'll share together about the life of the church.
Worship. worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. Bless you, strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. Come, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy. Your